Welcome back into the Golly Young Men Podcast, episode 161. This is our first episode recording since getting to meet a lot of you at Challenge Youth Conference, CYC, a couple weekends ago now. That was a lot of fun.
We
really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed getting to meet, again, a lot of you. We had our dumbbell curl challenge.
Yep.
That was great.
Smashing success, I think.
That's right. It was. Got to give away some merch, which if you're new to the podcast, we do have merch. The link to that is in the description of the episode. You just search Godly Young Men Podcast Shop on Google as well. You can find it. Comes right up. It's got all our merch on there. Yeah, had a lot of fun. That kind of curling competition that we did ties very well into the episode today, Joe. So
yes,
obviously this is the gym podcast, the Godly Young Men podcast, where we focus on being godly as a young man. We do talk about going to the gym. We do talk about working out. I think it was my brother actually that said, hey, you guys need to do a gym etiquette type episode. We like doing these etiquette episodes. We've done travel and restaurant and stuff like that. They're on the lighter end. We talk about some really serious stuff on this podcast. We've done disciplining our kids the last couple episodes. Yep. Controlling our emotions was last week. So some serious stuff. These etiquette ones are not quite as serious, but we really do enjoy them. So that's what we're talking about today, Joe, is gym etiquette. Kind of what to do, what not to do at the gym.
Yep. I mean, they're a good time. These etiquette ones are a good time. And we're saying this because we go to the gym and you just see a lot of faux pas, a lot of like, man, just don't do that. Don't be that guy type of thing. And so we thought that this was very relevant. I think it was Luke that was mentioning it to us, and highly relevant, especially as we push you, go to the gym, go to the gym,
Absolutely.
Get the gym. You know, I think I'm there three days a week. I'm trying to get there. We were there four, then I got to go back to four. But
I didn't know y'all ever did four. Four's old.
Yeah, we used to do Saturdays as well.
Oh, okay.
And that was Saturdays for family day. It was tough.
Getting up to go to the gym on Saturdays.
Yeah. The 5:30 wake up on a Saturday was a little rough. But
either
way, you're going to be there a lot is what we assume as a godly young man. Therefore, what are the things you need to do? What are the things you need to avoid? So, yes, we're going to get into a gym etiquette. And so
I would say a lot of these are fairly basic. Like if you go to the gym, you're going to know a lot of these.
Yeah.
We've got maybe some personal ones that are a little bit more relevant to us, that just bother us a little bit more. But, Joe, go ahead and get us into, I think the first two do's are super, super obvious, but
yeah, absolutely. First is wipe down your machine after the use. So ours has a little spray bottle with a rag. Some of them have the
paper towels,
whatever, you know, the Lysol wipes, everything, whatever it is, find where that is. Don't go right past the paper towels or right past the wipes or whatever it is that your gym uses. Oh, yeah, somebody else will get that. Don't ever do that. Don't ever be that guy. Make sure you wipe down after every use because, you know, I think about it. We're guys here. Like, when you see the butt sweat type of thing right after you get off of maybe the leg extensions or whatever it is, like, really? I don't want to have to sit on that. And so there's times where you spray it down right in front of the person right before you go to use it. I'll spray it down for you, and then I'll spray it down for me. Like, it's just rude.
Yeah. I mean, this is a pretty basic one.
Yeah,
the next one we got is re-rack your weights. Should be insanely obvious that, you know, you've got three plates up there on the Smith machine or whatever, like, take those down. My question, Joe, on this one, because this is also usually my gym, this is posted everywhere, like, please re-rack your weights. And the reason you do this is because there are, you know, women that work out, there are less strong guys that work out that might not be able to get a 45-pound plate off of, you know, whatever machine you're using. So it's just courteous. I'm curious, though, Joe, so for, like, leg press, for instance, there's never really a time where anybody's going to be at least...
I leave some on.
That's what I was going to ask. There's really never a time where you're going to be leg pressing less than at least one plate, right?
I leave two plates on. We're up to probably four plates a side, I think, somewhere around there, four or five plates a side. And so we'll take those off and leave it at two.
Okay,
that's going to be standard. I mean, most women are going to be doing two plates, in my opinion, two plates a side.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, some of those, even with the... you know, our gym has three different designated places for bench press.
Okay.
Guys leave them on there all the time. I'll leave one on the bench press because most of the time, I guess you could probably take it off. But there's three of them. And so if the other ones are, I'll rewrap. It's one of those, like, pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention. And especially the one that drives me nuts is the guy that has, like, maybe a 45-pound and a 25-pound and then, like, a 10-pound or a 5-pound. And so the way he's doing it is goofy. And there's three or four plates on either side and you leave that. Like, even if these are light, I don't want to have to move three plates just to get it back to, you know.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
And the other thing is on free weights, this is also bad. We were at the gym a few days, Monday, I think, and we're going to we're doing arm raises.
Yep.
And so I'm at 25 pounds on arm raises or whatever. And the...
lateral or front?
Lateral.
Lateral.
Yeah, lateral. So we're doing 25 pounds on that, and you go to find the weight, It's gone. We look around. We look in the back room. We look in the front room.
Like the dumbbells are gone.
The dumbbell is gone. Oh, wow. Like just 125 is sitting there, and we're looking all over the gym, just kind of like peeking around, looking in a couple different rooms. Can't find it anywhere. Somebody must have taken it. And then we found, this is another thing, somebody had taken some up to the treadmill area and never returned it. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So sorry. I know we're getting bogged down on this one, but re-rack your weights.
That's a bad one. Yeah. Next we have dress modestly. You know, carving into the godly section here of the Godly Young Men. Like this hopefully is obvious, but listen, the gym is not the place, really nowhere is the place, but the gym is not the place for you to be showing off, you know, with your wife beater shirt, you know, with the cutout where you can see your you know, abs basically, or whatever it is. Like, not the place. With your really short shorts to, you know, show off your quads. Like, there, guys will be tempted to do that, especially the better in shape you are. Just dress modestly. That's not okay.
We got a guy in there. Sorry, telling all these gym stories, but we got a guy in there that has these short, super short shorts. I mean, it's like up to here.
Oh, that's bad.
And he just looks gay. I don't know if he is. Maybe he is gay, maybe he's not. But you look insanely gay when you have those super short shorts. I mean, it's just a...
Yeah.
Don't do it. Be dressed modestly. Yeah, maybe you look really cool in your wife beater, you know, as you're flexing your guns in the mirror and whatnot. Like, we're godly young men. We don't do that. You want to do that at home, go for it. You know, you got a home gym or whatever, that's fine. Knock yourself out. But you got other people there, and you don't know. I had a client right now. Great guy. We're going to have an episode on LGBTQ. He struggles with some of the attraction. And that is actually more normal than a lot of guys would think. We're going to, again, we got an episode coming up here soon on that. But the gym can be a real struggling place for him because there's a lot of guys that, you know, want to just flex in there and basically wear hardly anything. And you don't know who you might make stumble. From that standpoint, from women stumbling, dress modestly.
So my question for you, Joe, what do you do with people who say that going to the gym is a sin due to the modesty issues? I have heard that before, that they would equate it kind of with, you know, and obviously it's hard to come down and say, hey, going to the beach is a sin or something. But they would equate it, like, I know I've said that before, like, sure, going to the beach, you know, Panama City Beach in July is probably not a great idea.
Prom. Yeah, things like
that. And prom. Yeah, so we've made those arguments before. People would make that same application to the gym. Curious your thoughts on
That's a great question. To the best of your ability, find a bro gym. You know, find a gym that is mainly, this is difficult. Not everybody has access to this. If you're in a small town or they got, you know, just a Planet Fitness or whatever, you know, you're going to run into all sorts. In the world, not of the world, is what I would say. And yes, there's a level of, like, you don't have to go to the beach. It's fun to go to the beach in the summer, but you don't have to.
Right.
You could make the case you don't have to go to the gym, but it's like, I think you can go to the gym and keep your head looking down because not everybody there, not every single, you know, person is a female in tight pants or whatever it may be. Like, yes, there's a couple that go to our gym. It's frustrating. You avoid them.
Yeah.
You know, you choose different machines. You're looking down if they're in your vicinity, things like that. I think it's a lot easier to avoid that than going to a place where you know immodesty. Basically, everybody's going to be dressed.
I have two thoughts on that. One, because I agree with you, of course. The first thing is people do just dress more immodestly at the beach. Like, I don't think it's quite an equivalent comparison. Obviously, there's a modest dress at the gym. There's also people wear that stuff to the grocery store and stuff.
Right.
So I get what people are saying, but like a two-piece bathing suit is just going to be way more tempting for a guy than maybe leggings or whatever it is that girls wear. And also, a lot of gyms will have, like, hey, you can't wear just a sports bra. Like, you have to at least have a shirt or something like that. The other thing I would say is at the beach, let's face it, you're not really doing a ton, right? You're maybe playing the ocean, you're sitting reading a book, you're just kind of chilling. At the gym, you're doing something actively that's kind of keeping your mind occupied. I know I watch YouTube or watch a podcast while I'm doing it. A lot of people listen to music or whatever it is. And so I just wanted to ask that because I know a lot of people might argue, hey, don't go to the gym for that reason. I don't think it's equivalent with the beach personally.
No.
And for those reasons.
And your point is spot on. Like, you go to the beach to look at the ocean, like to look, to observe.
Right.
And so, yes, things coming into your purview, like that's why you're there. And yes, you're sandcastles, whatever. But yeah, I think that's a great point of you're going from machine to machine to machine. Like, you're too busy. And if you're locked in on your, you know, what you're doing, you don't really have a whole lot of time to be gawking, in my opinion.
And this is why it's also helpful to go with somebody. Like, correct. I don't have that right now. I go by myself every single, not every day, but like when I go by myself. You've got somebody
that you go with
that helps, I would imagine. But this ties into the, I'm going to go ahead and jump to the fifth on our list. Number four that we've covered, that's eye bounce if needed.
Yeah.
The practice of eye bouncing, you see somebody like, okay, you know, just avert your eyes is where, you know, we're, I'm fine with, you know, watching YouTube or something to kind of keep your eyes away. There are going to be people that have or girls that have the leggings or girls that are not dressed modestly at all that, let's face it, girls sometimes will go to the gym for that purpose, to kind of draw eyeballs and stuff that. And so you have to be aware of that, and that's where your responsibility as a godly young man is to eye bounce if needed.
Yeah. I don't have much more to add. I think that's a great point because you're not there to lust. You know, you're there for a very specific reason. That's not to say you can't be tempted. Well, but again, man, if you're locked in on the workout and on the podcast or whatever you're listening to, that's... Yeah, if you're taking it seriously, in my opinion, that's a time where you shouldn't be lusting, because most of the time, lust is going to come from you not feeling like you're enough or whatever we talked about before.
Yeah.
Man, if you're hitting the weights hard and you're feeling really good about yourself and you're really focused on you and personal growth, that is not a ground for lust, in my opinion.
My last thought, sorry, and then Joe, if you want to get us into that number fourth on our list, but number five that we're going to cover. If you feel like it's a struggle for you, then you probably shouldn't go. Like, you know, to be honest, I think that would apply to anything. If you feel like, hey, I can't eye bounce very well, or I do, maybe my, again, like you said, my gym in particular has a lot of high school girls or whatever it is. Like, I do think that maybe there are times where, like, all right, I'm going to invest in some home workout stuff, some dumbbells or whatever it is. Like,
sure.
You know, I don't want it to sound like, oh no, it doesn't matter. Just go to the gym. Like, if you personally, again, get distracted or you don't listen to anything, and so you just find yourself kind of wandering with your eyes, then there might be a time for you to say, okay, I'm going to work out at home. For the most part, though, I think our point stands.
Well, and you mentioned a key is accountability. Having somebody there that's like, hey, you know, what are you doing type of thing. Not a bro that is going to do it worse than you. You want somebody there that's going to, you know, if I were ever to gawk or something, my brother would be like, poof, you know, pop me upside the head. Like, you don't do that. That's just not what we do. And vice versa, right? If that was ever the case, and of course it's not. But like, having somebody there certainly helps. Quick question, throw you on the spot here. If you were to go home, what would you say is the, let's say there's guys here like, man, I either don't have a gym in my town or this is the case. What's the go-to? What do you think they would need to kind of start their own? Mentioned a couple, but.
So it's interesting. So one of my goals right now is to exercise every single day for 30 minutes, every day.
That's
impressive. Well, of course I don't make it to the gym every single day. I'm about 4 days a week right now. And so I have to figure out, because my jump ropes are currently broken actually, like what am I going to do for the other 3 days? YouTube has a lot of very, very good like full body workouts. Like where you are, you're doing core, you're doing upper body, you're doing lower body, where you're literally just using body weight. That'd be a good place to start. I do think getting some dumbbells, and obviously this is pricey, but at some point getting some kind of bench that you can do squats on, bench press on, stuff like that. I mean, I know guys that, you know, they spend maybe $1,000 and can have a pretty nice home gym just with those things. But I would say, again, there's a lot of YouTube videos that says, hey, no equipment needed. Here's a great 45-minute workout, a 30-minute workout, or whatever it is. And then you can do a lot with dumbbells. Like, you can really do a lot with dumbbells. So that would be my recommendation.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. Occasionally on Facebook Marketplace, I don't know if you see this, but like somebody had a barbell and like the rack for the barbell and 245s. They were selling for like $125.
People just want to get rid of it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So look for those deals. If you're on Facebook Marketplace or if your parents are, you know, have them look for that. If you have room for something like a barbell, be very careful when it comes to this. Is a gym etiquette thing. I don't know that we have that on here. Like, don't load more weight than you can manage when you don't have somebody to spot you. That's kind of a, I don't know that we have that on here, but like, that's very dangerous. So if you are going to do your own home workout, you're right. I mean, YouTube's got a ton of stuff. There's all sorts of stuff. Apple Fitness now has it. Aloe Moves, I think, has all their own stuff. Peloton has, everybody's got their own workout program.
Yep.
And so just the most important thing, the main thing would be stick with it. Pick one and go with it. Last one is be respectful on the do's. Be respectful. Number five. Yeah, what thoughts you got on the
I've had a few instances where it's just kind of annoying, like a guy will be claiming two or three machines or something like that, like, oh, I'm actually working in right there, and, you know, you have the option to be like, really, man, come on, you can't hold down three machines, we're going to do that in a second. At the end of the day, just be respectful, it's not the end of the world. If somebody, I've also had people when I'm on a machine say, hey, can I work in with you, can I do a set, you know, is it kind of annoying? Yeah, but no problem, you know, they're usually very respectful about it. This is kind of maybe a weird one to add, but I think it applies to everywhere, especially the gym. Like, just be respectful of anybody. If they want to work in with you, or if you feel like maybe they're being a little bit ridiculous, just save it for another day. Like, you can come back and do that workout later in 20 minutes or whatever it is. So, yeah, just be respectful is all I had for this one.
Yeah,
we got some don'ts to get into, Joe. You want to start?
Yes, we do. Don't be obnoxiously loud during your reps.
Oh, this one's my pet peeve.
Okay, let's settle down here, you know. That always used to drive me nuts about tennis. Like, Nadal was known for this.
Yeah.
Every single time he hits the ball, it's like, it can't cost you that much. Like, it's going to be okay if you don't, you know, grunt like crazy when you're doing it.
Right.
But you see these guys in the gym, and literally, you'll be like in a different room or all the way across the gym. And you
hear it
like,
from across the gym.
Is this
or
kind
like
of a brain in?
Slamming their barbell down after they're upset.
Oh, my goodness. And maybe they think it looks cooler. I don't know. But
like, Planet Fitness does not allow you to slam your stuff
really
down. Yeah, no, they'll
smart
Yeah.
Smart.
This one's really annoying. It's like, it's so performative. And I know some people, like, I guess legitimately do just because their effort is so high, but it's like, it just seems very performative.
There's times I've grunted for sure, but like, I really don't do it around other people because I look like a weenie when I do. Right, I feel like, yeah. I don't know. This, for this reason, I just don't want to be obnoxious around other people. If I'm back in one of the weight rooms or whatever, and it's like,
sure,
you know, you're getting after it type of thing. When you're hitting personal reps or personal maxes, yes, you're going to have some times where you're grunting. Be mindful. It goes to the same thing as respect. Like, I think this is the mirror side of the, or the mirror image of like, don't be obnoxious around other people. Try to be aware of your surroundings, aware of your space. Number two, I'll start this when you
get to
number
three.
Don't endlessly scroll in between sets. It should be 90 seconds max. Depending on what you're looking at, some say 2 minutes in between. Seems like a lot to me. 90 seconds, in my opinion, is probably where you need. But the guy who's just constantly scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, I don't know what they're looking at. But like, dude, you're taking off the bench.
I timed a guy one time. It was really like 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was waiting on his machine, and he was just sitting there. Sitting there. I just started my stopwatch, literally 5 minutes, and then he did another set, and then he got off.
It's my goodness.
That is a major don't for gym etiquette. That a lot of places will tell you don't be on your phone. Nobody really enforces that, but certainly like phone calls, they'll say don't take any phone calls. But yeah, you'll see guys that literally will just, you know, pump out six reps and then scroll for 3 minutes. Like, and that's way too long.
Be specifically mindful if you're on a machine where there's not multiple machines. You see
somebody watching too, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When you see somebody watching. But if you're on a machine and your gym has one of those machines, that is not the time to be dilly-dallying and checking your phone. Like, look, if you got six benches lined up and you're on a bench and you go a little long because you're I don't know, in between sets, okay. You know, still, I think it's not good to endlessly scroll. Especially if you're taking up one or two of the benches and there's a ton of people around.
Yeah.
January is at its worst because everybody flocks to the gym in January, February. And so there's just a ton of people everywhere. Today was one of the first days where like there's not room, people all over, and that was nice. I mean, that's terrible.
The kind of alternative to this one is don't hover over somebody just because you're waiting for them to get done.
Yeah.
You'll see that where like you're just in the middle of your set and somebody will like kind of come and hover and like kind of stare at you. And it's like, I was here first.
Right.
I got to finish my, you know, what I'm working on. And again, this is kind of the flip side. Like, you don't want to be the guy that's sitting there scrolling, but don't be the guy that just kind of just, are you done yet? Like, nope, just started. Thanks. Right. You know what I mean? So
yeah. No, that's a good one. There's a guy that comes in and he kind of, I don't know. Again, I'm just telling all gym stories from mine. But I think you see this in a lot of different places where like, you know, they kind of do that and they walk away. It's like, what are you doing? You know, I just got here. You can't, and this goes to, I guess I'll just jump to this one on the list. You cannot claim more than one machine at once.
Oh my
just
goodness.
Don't do it. All of these little circuit guys drive me up a wall. Like, sorry about
I'm,
that
I'm
one.
I'm using that one.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you go to the next one. I'm using that one. It's like, no, you're on that machine. But it's all part of the circuit where they take like three machines at once. You can't do that. We got chewed out by a guy one time. No, hey, that's mine. Like,
oh man.
No, it's not. You are all the way across the gym and then he'd book it over there and do a couple sets and then go back. And it's like, you can't claim every machine in this gym. Is there anything else I need to be aware of? How about you just put it on a list and I'll figure out what I can actually do.
Dude Perfect does a great job of their stereotype videos. Yeah, they had a gym stereotype. This is probably 10 plus years ago now. That's one of their first ones.
Yeah, long time ago.
And they talked about the guy that's like the hunter-gatherer that has like all the dumbbells in front of him. He's like, no, still using that one actually. You know, right. Like I think I told this story before. They have those like, I don't know what they're called, but the towers or whatever that have four sides. You can do different workouts on each side. This one guy was on one side. I went to go to the just complete opposite side, and he told me he was using all four sides.
No.
And I was like, no. I literally, again, this is, I didn't violate my be respectful thing. I said, man, you can't take up the whole thing. Like, if you're doing this one right now, then I'll wait. But he was literally on the other side, and he tried to claim the whole thing. I was like, sorry, man, that doesn't work. You're not allowed to do that.
Nuts.
You just can't.
That drives me nuts. It's just rude. Again, you're going to the gym. The job is to be respectful. You can claim if somebody comes in and wants to hone in your space. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Man, don't be obnoxious. Don't be a jerk. Don't be hovering, as you talked about, but also don't be the guy that...
They paid the same price you did to get
correct.
It.
Correct. And so you can say, hey, I'm using that type of thing and still be respectful, exactly as you said, like you can't claim all of them type of thing. And that's okay to have that. I don't know. That one.
Joe, you had the next one, so
don't spray Axe, you know, your body spray or whatever, before doing all the workouts. Don't spray like it's going out of style. You show up, and I don't know if this is the way at your gym.
It's really not, and we have a lot of high schoolers. Or at least I haven't noticed it at my gym, but it must be bad at yours, apparently.
Dude, you'll show up to some of these machines, and it's like you can't breathe because it's just nothing but Axe. I don't mind the smell of Axe all that much, but you can tell And I think this is pre-workout, because where I was standing, it's like there's no reason why anybody that's post-workout out of the shower would be coming over there. And so you see these guys that come in and they just, I think they don't want to smell bad. They don't want to smell like sweat or whatever. And so they spray it. Just be mindful of that. Don't be the guy that's choking everybody out because, or choking everybody up because of your axe and you don't want to smell bad. And so, like, people have to breathe that. And not everybody likes to just breathe the smell of axe or whatever it is that you're using. So it's just a personal pet peeve of mine.
There you go. Don't. The last don't that we have is a bit of a kind of two sides of a coin. Yep. We got don't be Mr. Talkative and don't be Mr. Flirtatious. Start with Mr. Talkative. Listen, like, if you see somebody that you know at the gym, great, you know, be friendly, you know, strike up a, you know, how you doing, whatever. But, like, I had, I guess it's just personal story time with this gym episode, but I had a workout I was wanting to do, the calf raises. We have a nice calf raise machine at our gym, and there were these two ladies that were just talking. She had her, like, arm up on it or whatever, so I just said, hey, are you using this? And she said, yeah, and then turned back and went and talked to her friend for, like, another 3 minutes. Like, didn't use it. It's like, oh, this is not the cafe where we're going to have catch-up time. But then the other thing is, a lot of people, I can't speak for everybody, if they're at the gym, they probably have a specific allotted amount of time that they're there at the gym. They don't want to necessarily just spend it just yapping the whole time.
Right.
So if you're Mr. Talking, hey, man, how's it going? Hey, I saw, like, it's not the time, necessarily. Right. And so that's the first side, Joe. I'm sure you got thoughts on that one and maybe the second side as
well. Yeah, yeah. Again, you said it well, like, you're there to work out. And so even if you go with somebody, I go with my brother, we'll talk in between. That is kind of our break, you know, 60, 90 seconds. But when you're pushing, we'll talk a little bit. We'll go back to our set, but it's not, be very mindful of, like, you're not just Mr. Talkative.
That's kind of the key for all these. Just be mindful.
Yeah, exactly. Just be very mindful of, like, our job is to push the set. And we can tell, especially on, like, Bulgarians, you know, when you're doing the split squat, those are brutal. That's like the worst part of my week. And so when you're like 2-3 sets in, yes, we find ourselves talking, and it's like, man, we talked for like 4 minutes. We're back to this, and we're just stalling, like,
just trying to delay it.
Just
be
aware again. Be mindful. But the second one, I think is more necessary, especially for godly young men. Get us to number two on this side.
Yeah, kind of this other side is Mr. Flirtatious. I started going to the gym consistently after I got married, so I understand. Like, you're in high school. This is maybe a place where you can meet girls or talk to, like, I understand that that's a world that I never really lived in, because by the time I started going to the gym, I was already married. Yeah. Again, people meet at the gym. I totally understand. At the same time, if that's the reason you're going to the gym is to find hot girls, to flirt with them and all those things, like, that's just, first of all, it's not what the gym is for. And then secondly, that's not what godly young men do. Again, if you see a nice looking girl and you want to strike a conversation, no problem. But if that's the whole reason you're going, and if that, and again, if you're bothering her during her sets, like, it's just, I don't know. It's a bit off-putting to me for guys that literally you can kind of tell, like, that's why they go to the gym. It's not really to work out. It's to be, you know,
chat up chicks.
It's to, yeah, just be flirtatious. And again, like, I don't want you to mishear me. You see somebody or you know somebody and you want to talk to them, like, that's not the end of the world. But being Mr. Flirtatious on, you know, at the gym and kind of, again, just interrupting and doing it for that purpose, I don't think is good.
Yeah. Yeah, no. One more personal story. Sorry. I got too many. We got a guy at the gym. I'm telling you what. I don't know how he does it. He's married is the worst part.
Oh, dear.
He's a real nice guy, but he knows every woman at the gym. He chats up every that single woman at the gym. And we're talking, like, he's old enough where these could be pushing his daughter type thing on some of these, and he knows. So I'll see a brand new woman walk in, and there's a girl side of the gym, and it drives me nuts that they come to our side, but whatever. So the moment that they seem to enter our side of the gym, boom, Johnny on the spot. And I'll look up, and it's like, oh, there he is, talking to the girl. My brother and I kind of, we make fun of him in a kind way, we kind of, you know, we joke back and forth about, oh, there he goes again. It's terrible though. Like, it is, he's there when we get there, and we are there for an hour, and he's there after. Like, what are you doing? And every girl that comes by, he somehow seems how to pick up a conversation type of thing. It's just a cringy look. And you see the guys, especially in high school, that's fine. You know, it's not fine, but you get it a little bit more in high school. But it just becomes
not
cringy
when you're 28
as you get older.
Years
yeah.
old. Or
exactly. Yeah. I think he's in his 40s. It's not fantastic.
So
anyway,
those are our dues.
I was going to say, let me ask one more question though, on the don'ts. What are your thoughts on the social media superstars? Is that a don't? The guy who's setting up the camera, you see this a lot with women.
Yeah.
The guy who sets up the camera to, you know, post social media. Thoughts on that?
I don't have a huge problem with it. I mean, some people do that for their income, like they're an influencer or whatever it is. Like, as long as they're not obnoxious about it, again, super performative or, Because I have people in my gym that'll do that, and it's usually a minor, or not even a minor inconvenience. Like, it's not even a nuisance, really, for me. So that's just my personal experience. I'm sure some people are pretty annoyed by it, but it doesn't really bother me all that much.
I think if somebody is actually shooting video, be mindful of it. No, they don't get to claim the whole entire gym, but the people that come right in the video, sure, I know that goes around on social media, and there's two sides to it. Just be mindful of other people. It's the same thing as like standing in front of somebody in the mirror, you know, blocking their view, like they're pumping their iron and you just come right in front.
And stand right in front of them, yeah.
You know, those are a couple things that, you know, maybe aren't on the list, but just don't do it. Be mindful once again.
Last thing is we got to get out of here. I'm curious, what are your thoughts on giving advice to people at the, like, unsolicited advice? So the reason I ask, this is never something that I'll do. I will never personally do this, mainly because I don't want to assume that anybody cares how I think their form is. My sister told a story recently where she was at the gym. I hope I don't embarrass her too much. And she was doing the tricep pull downs. Mm-hmm. She was doing them wrong. And a older guy, you know, she said she really appreciated it. She was not very nice. Said, hey, let me show you something. Showed her how to do them properly and showed, like, this is what you need to watch for. This is why you do it this way. She said it was really helpful. I just don't think I would ever do that under any circumstance. But I'm curious your thoughts. Like, do you think that's something that's fine? Like, obviously, you can go way too far with that. There's some guy that thinks he's the form Nazi about how everybody needs to do stuff and just is constantly interjecting. Don't be that guy. But if you see somebody that just seems to be really struggling or is clearly not doing something right, what are your thoughts on somebody going over there and kind of giving, you know, advice?
Only two things I'll say. If they're going to hurt themselves, I think stepping in and saying,
that's good.
Hey, you know,
be really careful.
Be very careful. Don't want you to hurt yourself type of thing. It just look like this is the form. That's one thing. The second thing is, if you're Mr. 10-year, you've been there for forever. Everybody in the gym knows your name. They know, like, man, he's there when the doors are open type of thing. Yeah. Like, you have enough clout to be able to go suggest something to somebody. I'm not that guy. The funny thing is, Mr. Flirtatious is that guy. He's there all the time, and he's ripped, and he's, you know, everybody knows him type of thing. Do I think if he was to give me a pointer, I wouldn't be upset about that at all.
Yeah.
There are other guys, it's like,
who are you?
Who are you? Exactly. So if that's the case of a who are you type of thing, maybe pump the brakes first. Yeah. Unless, again, somebody's going to get hurt. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was the last thing I had. Yeah. We had some more stuff maybe, but we are at the 30-minute mark. So hopefully this has been helpful. Hopefully, again, very, very low on the importance level list if you're scrolling through our episodes, but it was one that was requested, and it's one that I'm sure a lot of guys listen to our podcast, guys on our Discord, which join our Discord, it's in the description as well, you know, probably have some thoughts on, so we wanted to go ahead and record
it. Yeah, sorry, it's story time for me, I suppose. There's just
you got a fun gym.
Gym is a blast. It's a good time. You know, it's a complete bro gym for the most part. Lots of stories, lots of fun times. But tell us yours. You know, I'm sure you run across. I'm sure you got, like me, you got stories. Oh, yeah. And there's a guy at the gym. You see these reels that go around of the people doing, like, the Spider-Man, you know, where it's like, what are you doing? They're taking the cords, jumping back and forth. It's just bizarre stuff. Yep. If you got a story to share, jump on the Discord. Let us know. Yep. If you got a do or a don't, or, man, I can't stand this, add to the comment, add to the episode, comment on YouTube, whatever it is. Make sure to like and subscribe. Yes, join our Discord. Check out our merch. We got new merch dropping. We've already dropped a bunch for parents as well. So if you're a parent that listens, we just added a few shirts for parents. And so make sure to check that out. The other thing is the price will be increasing in the next probably couple months. Right now, we literally are almost doing it at cost. We make about $1 a shirt. We're actually going to start to look to make a little bit of money so we can put it into the podcast. So go buy the merch right now. So, you know, before you have to spend $5-$10 more dollars. But with that, any other thoughts?
No thoughts.
This has been episode 161. 161 of the Godly Amen podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.